With WFIU Arts, I'm David Wood. Stanley Ritchie has been teaching Baroque violin for more than 30 years. Now the Indiana University Jacobs School professor has written a book for violinists to guide them through the mysteries of playing in the Baroque style. Ritchie met with WFIU's Adam Schwartz to discuss his new book, Before the Chin Rest.
Following the recent publication of Stanley Ritchie's new book, Before the Chin Rest, I spoke with him and with one of his students about playing chin restless. That's the term Ritchie uses to describe playing the violin without the modern aids of the chin rest and shoulder rest. Ritchie believes that using those devices creates tension, so he insists that his students play without them.
Because I want them to have the experience. Obviously, it's an option. I'm not terribly pleased when I see people who claim to be Baroque violinists using chin rests, because, in my opinion, you can't do the same things expressively or as naturally when you're holding the instrument with your chin. It's my experience that playing without the chin rest liberates one expressively. That may sound strange, but when the violin is free to move, instead of being clamped between the chin and the collarbone, somehow something happens, something very special happens. But that's my experience. It may not be true for everybody.
When you work with your students, having them play without a chin rest, do they encounter any challenges, any difficulties?
Oh, certainly. I've had first-class violinists who've just come from playing a romantic concerto stand in my room and look at me piteously and say, yeah, I feel like a beginner. And they are.
One of those experienced violinists who felt like a beginner when studying with Stanley Ritchie was IU Jacobs doctoral student Janelle Davis.
When I flip through his book, I feel his voice in my head, and I feel like I'm in the studio, in his, you know, studio with him, and I feel like he's really solidified a handbook of all my lessons that I ever had while studying with him.
For Davis, learning how to play without a chin rest was a struggle.
I remember feeling like I was always going to drop my violin, you know, because I was balancing rather than holding the instrument. And so when I would practice, I would, you know, practice over my bed so that when I did drop my violin, which had happened more than once, then it didn't fall crashing to the floor, but there was something to catch it.
This was a new idea, playing the violin without gripping the instrument. She felt she'd never get the hang of it. And then one day, she says, it kind of clicked.
I feel like it's freed up everything for me, actually. There's something to be said for holding a violin so freely and so loosely without holding on with your chin or with your shoulder. Yeah, if you feel like you're going to drop the instrument, then maybe that's a good thing because you're very loose and you can really maneuver and get around on the instrument.
I was for the first 30 years of my musical life totally unaware of any other way to play than with a chin rest. And it was only after I discovered the Baroque violin, it was only then that I suddenly realized, wow, there's something else, something very, very special here. I suddenly feel liberated. It's the only word I can think of. Freer technically, freer expressively. It's something that I really believe in for me, and I encourage everybody who is as interested and curious as I was in what it felt like to be a musician in the 18th century, the 17th century, to give it a try. You might like it.
Stanley Ritchie is the author of the new book, Before the Chin Rest, published by the IU Press. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.